You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
What you need when what you really want inside can only You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening Ashe. To Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi. Peace, family. Hope everything was well with you today. Hope you had a good day yesterday, Mother's Day, and that you had an opportunity to talk with your mom, be with your mom. But if she has transitioned, that you took a moment to reflect like I did on my mom and how much I loved her and truly do and always will miss her. And so this is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to the archives, timeforanawakening.com, and see podcast at the top. See podcast, click on that, and then there will be, and you'll see once you hit that podcast, to drop down, African Perspectives is at the top. Click on that, and then you will see programs that are dated and titled. So I know some of those programs upcoming that I got that I'm going to have on there is, of course, I got this Wednesday, Brother Mwali Mubarudi. Baba Barudi will be my guest. And then next week, Monday, Brother Kenneth Marshall will be my guest. He's been on a couple of times. And then Wednesday next week, Dr. Ben Orr. And then Friday, Dr. Renoko Rashidi. So I got some good people lined up. So I'm hoping that you will be able to listen, that you will find the time to be able to listen. This is African. Well, I usually do. I hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do, and I hope you. And I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But if it's not, you'll do it anyway. But if you can, you don't have to. Stay, yo, at home. I'm, you know, that's the thing about this situation. I'm still preaching, stay at home. I know they want to open up. I'm saying for those, particularly for those who are much like myself, who have probably a susceptibility, to be very susceptible to this virus or a precondition and of the age and so forth, I would suggest that would be the move. Maybe if I was 22, 25 years old, you know, good health, ate right, good immune system, I wouldn't even be worried. But it's still a concern because one thing, I know there are going to be programs coming up in the months ahead about how this whole thing happened, all the other controversies, the Wuhan, the 5G, the engineering in a lab, all of those things will be discussed. But right now, one thing is for sure, people are dying. The question, how do I prevent? How do I take care of myself and my family?
What things do we need to do to abuse, to boost our immune system? What things do we need to do to eat right and so forth? The protections that you need to have, those are the things that are most important at this time still. So other programming that we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. This program, African Perspectives, here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And immediately following this program on Monday and Wednesdays is the Black People Matrix, Brother Franklin Jones. He was out last week, but he will be in today. Brother Franklin Jones, Black People Matrix, from 1 to 3 on Monday and Wednesdays. Monday evening, 8 p.m., Acres of Diamonds, Brother Wahad, Public Affairs Programming out of Philadelphia, from 6 to 8, followed by Conversation, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey. Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, it's time for an awakening. Time for Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard at 8 p.m. on Fridays. On Saturdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers, Black Reality Think Tank Weekend Edition with Dr. William Rogers from 4 to 6 Eastern, 3 to 5 Central. Dr. Rogers broadcasts out of Milwaukee at this time. So he's broadcasting out of the Central time zone. And then Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then every Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m., the Warren Ballantyne Show. And the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. And We Buy Black. We Buy Black. I'm on the We Buy Black website right now, and they got a lot of sanitizers and masks, respirators. Oh, man, I got all kind of good stuff for you. You know, they had some Mother's Day cards and Happy Mother's Day cards. They, of course, have other jewelry and, of course, the products, the soap, the laundry detergent, the toothbrushes, the, remember I told you about them boxers? Yep. So go on WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. It is the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses. Is WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tahimba. Brother Bomani Tahimba, once again, his most recent upcoming tour will be in November 20th through the 30th. And that is going to South Africa for $3,700. And then right after that, December 24th through January 5th of 2021, Ghana, going to Ghana, repatriation investment tour. And that is also for $3,700. Then there's a tour coming up next year, April 2nd to April 12th. April 2nd to April 12th, 2021. And that is to Senegal and Gambia. Senegal and Gambia, and that is for $3,500. All you need is a $400 deposit. And then you start paying whatever payment plan, making it easy. And believe me, you go online to AfricaForTheAfricans.org. He has all the things that you need to make it, for what it is, a trip of a lifetime. All the paperwork and everything, the visas that are necessary and so forth. So check it out. Dr. Rinoko Rashidi, he's going to Uganda and Rwanda October 5th through the 16th, 2020. October 5th through the 16th, 2020. And then October 22nd, he's going to Kemet. And he will be my guest. Dr. Brunoka will be my guest on the 22nd of this month, May 22nd. Dr. Brunoka will be my guest, and I look forward to that conversation. We'll be discussing his new book. So, and Habesha Incorporated.org. Brothers and sisters, please go to Habesha Incorporated.org to check out what the brothers and sisters are doing on the continent and what they're doing here. Habesha stands for Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad and the Kashi Project. Habesha, brothers and sisters, please help the brothers and sisters. They're doing the work. They've established a village in Africa, in Ghana. The work is being done. You can, when you go online to see, you can see the construction. You can see what it's going to look like, and you will see the progress of it. You know, you see the programs that they have, the Habesha Works in dealing with sustainable agriculture, black to our roots, sustainable seeds for little kids learning sustainable agriculture, and, of course, the golden growers. That's folks like myself. These are the things that brothers and sisters at Habesha Incorporated does for us as a people and for our community. So go online and check it out. Habesha. Shrine of the Black Madonna. I'm not sure if the shrine is open yet. It may be. I know that I'm quite sure it may be open because things are opening up. We'll see. I'll give Brother Olatunji a call to see how things are going. And Sister Mama Nia at the Medu Bookstore, they're open. The Medu Bookstore is in the Greenbrier Mall. You can give them a call at 404-346-3263. A lot of good new books out, and in fact, it would have been great if you could have picked up a book or two while you were being quarantined. Huh? Exactly. And, of course, the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia, and Brother Kazimde Ajamu, he has a coffee bar now. That's a coffee bar selling delicious African coffees. And of course, he's got books and t-shirts. He has the red, black, and green Nagash shoes and so forth. So check him out. The number to call is 404-519-8107. 404-519-8107. Wadada's, which is a healthy market and juice bar right here in the West End, they have the products that you would see on We Buy Black right there at Wadada's that you can pick up along with some other health items. That's right, Healthy Market and Juice Bar, Wadada's, located in the West End, 878 Ralph David Abernathy, right across the street from Soul Vegetarian, right across the street from the West End Mall. So check out Wadada's. They also have Afroletics. You can go online to Afroletics, which is AFR-LETICS.com. And you know, those are the athletic wear with African names, Zulus, the Olmecs, the Rebels, the Dogon Starseed. Yeah, I tell you, I love it. You know, I really do, the Moors. So check out. And if you're in the West End area, check out Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. They have a number of vendors in there as well. Okay. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. Cooperative economics are, as we like to say, family-centered economics. And their Thursday night broadcast from 9 p.m. And, of course, online, it's blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. The program is called Dare to Win. But if you want to use your phone, dial 929-477-2789. 929-477-2789. And if you want to make a comment, just press the number one. That'll push you up to put, so let's the person who's the host of the program, they'll know that you have a comment, a question, or concern. Okay? That is Us Lifting Us, ULU. And the program is every Thursday night broadcast, 9 p.m. All right. Baba Baruti, like I said, Baba Baruti will be here Wednesday. I'm excited of all the time. And I know the brother's very busy, you know. And I'm glad he's going to take this time out to spend this time with us. And so, but support him. He and like others, they definitely deserve to be supported. Akabin Institute, he has been raising our warriors. Akabin Institute, P.O. Box. Make your check or money order out. Make your check or money order out to Akabin Institute, A-K-O-B-N Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That is P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. If you want to make a donation through Cash App or PayPal, the dollar sign, Yah, his lovely wife, Yah Baruti, Yah. Y-A-A, the letter M, and then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. Sanjay-Aiti, I got a note from Sister Gabby the other day. Sister Gabby Aurelia, she is in Haiti. Haiti, she is in Haiti doing the work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti in the rural area, working with our young children and people. With the people there to help them be self-sustaining. You should check it out, sanjay-aiti.org. Sister Gabby and her group are doing outstanding work, and they definitely deserve to be supported. S-O-N-J-E, Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E-Haiti, A-Y-I-T-I.org. The Inye Sasim, brothers and sisters, the Inye Sasim of daily revolutionary thought. You know, if you know me, you know I love the Inye Sasim. I tell you, sometimes, like I said, when I have a topic, and just ironic that the Inye Sasim, you know, that topic is right there. There's some wording from what I'm going to be talking about right there, you know. May 10th. Injustice doesn't have to occur to me personally, but I react personally when I'm compelled to do something about it. Rose Sanders. Some things should never be forgotten, and those events which are important for our historical remembrance, which cannot be wholly experienced, must be clearly visualized. As in a spiritual experience, as in heartfelt reenacting the ritual, the way of our ancestors that makes us one with them. The Intorsi Otuko, the so-called Maafa, and the whole of the Maafa, our great destruction, must be deeply felt vicariously in order to understand its impact on us here and now fully. To know what our ancestors suffered, all we have to do is think, take a few quiet moments to use our common African sense and imagine. All we have to do is close our eyes, go back there, and fetch those memories. All we have to do is imagine what it would be and what it felt like as deeply spiritual beings to be dehumanized through rape, beatings, starvation, physical and psychological torture, dehydration, sensory deprivation, in coffer lines, our trails of blood and tears, in dungeons, on filthy, suffocating death ships by brutal, vicious, sadistic, soulless aliens bent on world domination through violence, oppression at any cost. All we have to do is imagine the unimaginable. Affirm, I honor my ancestors. Affirm, I honor my ancestors. Ashe. May 11th. Do not attempt to domesticate me. I cannot protect you with dishpan hands. George Edward Tate. We are fighting the idea of inevitability of Western culture. We are fighting against a genderless, clone, all-consuming, inhuman European cult, which where a godless people toy with humanity for fun and profit. In embracing European culture, African people progressively die. So we are fighting to be African. Only with this knowing can we, with a deep and heartfelt gentrification, acknowledge that the African way offers no justification or model for homosexuality. There is only one African tradition, and that tradition requires that husbands and wives defend the perimeter and the core, respectively, of our space so that sons are not turned into others' daughters, and our daughters are not turned into others' sons. Affirm, I am African by every productive measure. I am African by every procreative measure. The Inye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. I hope everybody is doing well. I am well. Oh, one another one of my rituals. These are a couple of sayings that are very thought-provoking. This is one that from the Hidden Colors series, Rinoco. It is not his, but he has repeated it a number of times, which is, to me, something definitely to think about. He says, what you do for yourself depends upon what you think of yourself. And what you think of yourself depends upon what you know of yourself. And what you know of yourself depends upon what you've been told. Who has been doing the telling? That's why it's important that we do the telling, that we tell our children who they are, what they are, where they came from. Not that they came from Georgia or Mississippi or Alabama. Who they are historically and culturally. That will help you think, know, philosophy. Your philosophy determines your thought pattern. Your thought pattern determines your attitude. Your attitude determines your behavior pattern, and your behavior pattern determines your actions. It begins with what you think, with your philosophy, and it ends with what you do, your actions. That's why a lot of times we got to guard our thinking. We got to make sure what is being put into our minds is correct for us, because our actions will determine that. I love those. I haven't read from the Arrow in quite a while. The Arrow went from a monthly to a quarterly. And this is the spring issue, of course. And got it the other day, last week. And, of course, I had guests and some other things. And I'm not going to be here Friday. I'm leaving town, so I won't be here Friday. But, of course, next Monday I've got guests all day next week, which is great. And but when I get the Arrow, I mean, let me say this to you as listeners. If there's any publication that you would, what I would suggest that you take a subscription out to, and that is the Arrow out of San Antonio, Texas. You know, it's a quarterly now, and you can write to the Arrow at 646 Home Green Road. That is HOLMGREEM, Home Green Road. In San Antonio, Texas, 78220. 78220 in San Antonio, Texas. The number to call is 210-333-0118. 210-333-0118. And in fact, let me go to the subscription portion here. Take out a subscription to the Arrow. Send $25 check or money order, $25, to Organization of African Unity, 646 Home Green Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78220. If you want to do PayPal, and I think they got it at obu@twc.com. This magazine or this newsletter, to me, is so informative. A lot of good information here. In fact, let me read this one right quick. The main, of course, the main one is always on the front page, and it still has Babu Fail. They call him Babu, which is grandfather. And his byline, Phil Johnson, he has been an ancestor now for, I think, about 4 years. I know he made his transition when I came here to Atlanta. In fact, I don't even think I was on, I know I wasn't on Time for an Awakening. I was on Blog Talk Radio. And I met him at a National Black United Front meeting. He came with a busload. It was beautiful at that meeting at Shape Center in Houston. And with beautiful young brothers and sisters. Fantastic. Very, very good brother. And they still use his byline and the narratives on the front page of the Arrow, the newspaper for the Institute of the New World, the New African World, the Organization for African Unity. They have since it's a quarterly now, they talk about the birthdays of some of our ancestors. One is Dr. Ishaka Musa Barashango. And the reason why I'm going to read this is not that long, because his birthday and my birthday are the same, April 27th. Dr. Ishaka Musa Barashango, affectionately known as Baba, was a dynamic minister, prolific author, historian, educator, and motivational speaker who was born April 27th, 1938. Dr. Barashango received his Bachelor of Arts degree in religion from Oakwood in Huntsville, Alabama. He studied it for his master's degree at Northeastern Seminary in Tacoma Park, Maryland. The New African University Network System of Washington, D.C. saluted him with an honorary doctorate in philosophy degree in 79. Baba was elevated to Grand Master Scholar in 2000 while in Kemet. He was also a co-founder and creative director of the Fourth Dynasty Publishing Company in Silver Spring, Maryland. Dr. Barashango also always stressed that we can never free our minds as long as we view God as a European, as long as we view God as a Caucasian, as a white man. I'm going to break away off this one here because that reminds me of Bishop Henry McNeil Turner. Bishop Henry McNeil, God is black. God has got to be black, because if God is a white man, there is no hope. I hear you. I say, we can never free our minds as long as we view God as a Caucasian, or as long as we keep worshiping Caucasians' holidays. As long as you keep worshiping their holidays. As a popular lecturer, Baba left behind a vast collection of taped speeches on such topics as 10 points on the African-centered realities of religious thought and practice, the role of religion in African historical development, and the African origins of the Bible. His books include God, the Black Man and the Bible, African People and European Holidays, as well as African Women, the Original Guardian Angels. Dr. Barashango was completely dedicated to the physical, mental, and spiritual liberation of our people. Ashe. They also have a piece here on Kwame Ture and El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, whose birthday is May 19th, and Kwame Ture, his birthday, born in Trinidad, the 29th of June in 41. A lot of good stuff here. African agriculture, waves of the future, talking about agriculture, sustainable agriculture. And of course, they have good, like I said, when you get this newsletter, you'll be very happy with it, you know. So if you can, take out a subscription to the Arrow. They always have a piece there on Marcus Garvey. Soliciting donations, stuff that they need, highlighting people, particularly from the area. And they have a piece here that what to talk about when for elders and parents and grandparents to children, and what children should be asking, questions they should be asking. You know, I found that interesting. And then, of course, I'm going to read to you right now, what does the organization want? What does the Organization for African Unity Incorporated want? We want to see the division of African people come to an end. We want to see the African community move collectively to develop African-owned and operated businesses. We want to develop a sense of African culture. We want to control the education of our children through the creation of African-centered institutions that teach and train our youth and adults alike in the knowledge of self and the universe we live in. We want institutions built for the constructive educational cultural development of our community. We want to see a cadre of young men and women emerge with the purpose of protecting the legal and moral character of our community. We want to see an African value system come about that will prepare us for a more collective and productive way of life. This value system is already in place. It is called the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles. Umoja, unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kumba, creativity. And Imani, faith. Brothers and sisters, we have what we need. The only thing we don't have is our minds. They also have a piece on the Akan of West Africa, talking about the Akan and how they operate in West Africa, the honor system that they have. And they're remembering some of the family and friends and supporters. They have one they're talking about is Dr. Baba Hannibal Afrique. Baba Hannibal Afrique. Yeah. I remember when Baba Hannibal was living in Chicago. He came to our conference to talk to me. You know, it was the first time I heard about him. But he came to talk to me about the black firefighters. I was president, getting involved in Cobra. And of course, we did. We got involved in Cobra, you know. Then they're talking about some people who are brothers and sisters from the community and those who have gone on to be with the ancestors. And they have a piece this month's or this quarter's piece dealing with Soweto, to remembering Soweto. Yeah. And then they have family connections, spiritual soundness, family connections, and proper preparedness. I'm telling you, it's a very good newsletter, proper preparedness. You know, so I think the next one won't come out until July, somewhere around there. And then questions for children to ask parents. And then questions for children to ask grandparents. Yeah. And then there's questions for grandparents to ask children. You know, like, name two people that you admire. What lessons have you learned that will help you as you grow up? What do you want? What do you want to be when you grow up? What are some of the challenges of growing up? How do you want to help African people? If you could choose how to spend an entire Saturday. Oh, these kids today, yeah, sleeping and playing video games or going to play some ball. Hang on, that's about it. If you could, what makes you feel the happiest? What makes you feel the saddest? You know, just some questions that you can, that's engaging in dialogue with your grandchildren or your children. Engaging in dialogue, you as a child, with your parents and grandparents, you know? And then one of my favorites at the back is leaders. Leaders wanted. Leaders wanted reward, freedom, justice, and power. And it says, study these people. Study these for qualifications. Study. They have sisters, Winnie Mandela, Fannie Lou Hamer, Queen Mother Moore, and Yaa Asantewaa. Men, Stephen Biko, Baba Jacob Carruthers, James P. Johnson, Phil Johnson, Baba Phil Johnson, the creator of the Organization of African Unity, as well as the Arrow Newsletter. And one of my favorites, Dr. John Henry Clark. So once again, get the Arrow newspaper. It is a newspaper that, believe me, we should all have. It's a quarterly now. Once again, here's how you get it. Here's how you get it. Subscribe to the Arrow. Send a $25 check or money order to OBU Incorporated, 646 Home Green Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78220. 78220. The Arrow. I'm going to read the, of course, as I always do, the narrative in the front of the book, in front of the newsletter after the break. I'm going to take a couple of calls. Good morning, 334. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well, sir.
Very, very informative. The Arrow newspaper you mentioned,
yes,
is the name of this?
Yes, the Arrow.
And how do you spell Arrow? That's A-E-R-O?
Yeah, the Arrow, A-R-R-O-W, the Arrow, just like an arrow.
Oh, okay, the Arrow. Okay, yeah. Sorry, pardon me, Okay, very good. This sounds like something to invest in.
Oh,
thank
it
you
really
very
is.
Much for that information.
Yeah, it really is. I'm going to tell you, if you decide to do it and you get it, and you'll say, yeah, Brother Oshie, you were right. And once again, the Arrow is out of, and you, the initials O, which is, stands for Organization for Black Unity, OBU Incorporated, 646 Home Green Road, H-O-L-M-G-R-E-E-N Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78220. I know that Mama Marimba, we have the Abakas and Tsum-Tsum, which is African spiritual warriors, African spiritual warrior, and African spiritual warfare, excuse me. And we hold it each year here in Atlanta at the Lithia Springs Park, and very dynamic, very moving, very spiritual. And they've been coming. In fact, they developed a newsletter, The African World, the same newsletter that Marcus Garvey put out. That helped bring 21,000. Let me say that again. Helped to bring 21,000 of our brothers and sisters, or more. Some may say more, about 25, to New York, to Old Madison Square Garden, for over a month to hammer out the provisional constitution of the Republic of New Africa. Not Republic of New Africa. the UNIA, the United. The Universal Negro Improvement Association. I apologize. The Negro.
Okay.
But you see the power of the press. And now, of course, a lot of times newspapers have gone out, but it's still very, this is still very valuable, because you can go online and do this, that, and the other. But believe me, this is very valuable. And they have printed that newsletter out, and I've taken that to Africa with me, the African World, you know, and spread that around. So check it out. Yeah.
Most definitely. And one other point to make, and this is the second person that I've heard now, most recently, to come through the state of Alabama. I did not know that Little Richard did some educational work at Oakwood College in Huntsville. And now you mentioned Dr. Barashango.
Yes, Barashango.
Well, yeah. Apparently, there have been quite a few people who have passed through the state of Alabama, particularly in Huntsville, Alabama, at Oakwood College. So it's very interesting to hear that.
Right on. All right, my brother. Hang in there. Stay with us. All right. All right. 646-646. 646-646. Just listening at this time. All right. Wait a minute. 646?
Yeah, what's happening, though? How are you? How was your weekend?
Great, Jay. Everything was fine, man. Good weekend, brother. Good weekend. It seemed like it's been the same weekend for the last six. But, hey, it was cool. It was a good weekend.
Listen. It's better to stay in the house and be alive than to be out the house and off the planet.
There you go, brother. Yeah, you got it.
You know what I mean? Because it looks like these sickle fin white folks and some of these crazy Negroes got death wishes, man.
Yeah.
They don't understand the severity and the seriousness of this virus, man.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of unfortunate that our people sometimes don't take a heed to what's going on.
Yeah,
man.
Especially the young people. I mean, they were doing drag races here this weekend, man.
Yeah, I had saw a picture of these Yerugals out in major, major force, I guess, celebrating they know Good Mother's Day and just basically no social distance, no math, no nothing. And we'll see what happens. But that's the choice that you make, man. I just don't know when it's going to be the right time to not wear a mask. I don't know
when it's
going to be the right time to wear a mask. I mean, my position is this.
Wear a mask.
Come July, maybe when the weather is warmer, I'll take the mask off. But as soon as October and November come, the mask is right back on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was funny. I was on Facebook yesterday, and they had an advertisement for a sewing machine for $15. Hey, man, I went out there and bought it. I mean, I'll make my own bath or whatever.
Right on.
You know, I'm going to do whatever I can to live as long as I can and get a Yerugal hell and educate my people. So if that means wearing a mask, and if that means staying home, and if that means separating myself from the weirdos, I have no problem not going to a basketball game, not going to a baseball game or any of that thing. I wasn't really doing it anyway, so I don't care. And as far as the movie theater go, you can have it, because it was a waste of money to sit up in the big screen anyway, watching some of these wasteless movies.
Although,
if you can't afford it online, then, hey, they got a lot of things out here now to where if you got the right device, you can get the movie for free. So, listen, I want to live a little longer. I want to enjoy life a little longer. I want to be around some of the family members a little longer. I want to listen to good people a little longer. And I just want to enjoy things, you know, more and more every day. Because the bottom line is, I want to see our people progress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What could be better than Wednesday on your show with Baba Baruti being on?
Yeah.
I hope that he's on from the beginning of the show, and instead of maybe taking 25 minutes, you'll take 12 minutes to do your dialogue, brother. I'm asking you beforehand. Cut the dialogue in half and let the master teacher get on and spread this truth and this knowledge and wisdom, man. So, you know, I mean, my brother Oshie, you know, I just can't look forward. I can't look forward to Wednesday. I had something I had to take care of, and I pushed it back to the afternoon.
All right.
To make sure that I could be here to witness you and Baba Baruti drop the knowledge and wisdom that we need, brother. So, right. You know, oh, my man, I appreciate you. And, you know, I hope my brother Quay Koo is out there listening. I know Ralph is out there. You know, Research West is out there. And you know, Marcus, my
That's
good
right.
brother.
That's right. You know it, brother. I know.
Queen is out there, and so many others
yep.
are just enjoying the knowledge.
My boy Ted is out there in Alabama. Boy Ted, yep, we'll all be there this Wednesday, man. And I might take I might take that into consideration, Jay.
I hope you do. Oh, and listen, and it's nothing wrong with just straight 5 to 1 o'clock. Without the dialogue, it'll be all right. You can listen, you know, you can mix a little sugar in your coffee once in a while, not always, but once in a while. But listen, last thing here, before you go, let me say this about Boris Shango and the rest of our elders who have passed on. The work that they've left us as an example of their intellect and genius is something, like you say, we must always cherish and put forward, because there's a lot of people who don't know about Berezenko. I don't know everything about Berezenko, but I tell you this, I appreciate his knowledge and wisdom that he left us and the others out there who are doing the same. So I'd just like to thank you, Brother Oshi. And, you know, I would say this also. I hope the people in Atlanta are not going to let up, even though they got these two ambulance cases lawyers in front of the case in regard to this brother that was lynched by these devils. So, you know, let's just make sure that we keep on top of that, because the more and more it seems they were really going to get away with this we didn't stand up.
Exactly.
And it seems more and more that they target this guy. And they deliberately, basically, killed them because, you know, at some point in time, they'll be dealt with. But listen, please put me on hold. Listen, man, I enjoy what you do, brother. You're a special African, the ancestors do nothing but look upon you with grace.
Thank you, Jay. Brother. Peace. All right, 404, good morning.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, Research West. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Yes, sir. Hey, the greatest research we can all do, you know what that is?
What is that?
Research yourself.
There you go.
Research yourself.
That's
Learn
right.
about yourself.
That's right.
Like I say, man, I love that what you say about the mind and how we think, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got more power than we don't even know yet, man. Ochi?
I know. Yeah, I like your question. Hey, I like your question last night with Bubba. When Bobby Cabal was on last night, you know?
Yes, sir.
That was
man,
a good
I
program.
Like
that was
man,
a good
thanks,
program
man.
Last
you know,
night, you know?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, look in the mirror and say, hey, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
You God. You look in the mirror every day, man, and say, good morning, God. I love you.
Yeah.
That's how you do, man.
Yeah, brother.
You
brother.
Key words and whatever you. I like my man Bruce Lee said. He said what Bruce Lee said. I put a quote. He said, you got to be careful what you say to yourself, man.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes, sir, bro. Because that means a lot, man. See, people don't realize. I want my folks to realize what power, what thought and words got, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, we could do.
Well, that's well, see. That's why, Wes. I've done a program a couple of times, and I'll probably do it again on words. Mm-hmm. Words. People always say words have meanings. That's why I try. Yeah. In fact, even when I'm going to read this narrative at in the next hour, there's a lot of words I'm going to use that are not in here that I always change. I don't use the word black. I use African. That's
right.
Just me.
Right.
I suggest that we do that, but that's just me. I don't use the word slave. I use captive because I believe that, yes, words do have power. And there's no doubt about it. The word slave is a word that the Europeans have constantly put into our minds. And unfortunately, we have always said, we are slaves. No, we ain't no damn slaves. We were captives. A slave is somebody or something that submits its will to a master. Yeah. We never submitted. So that doesn't fit us. We're not slaves. We're captives, you know? So it's important to use words.
I never use, man. Can't, won't, and don't.
Yeah.
Can't, won't, and don't.
Can't, won't, and don't,
that,
huh?
I threw that in the garbage.
Okay.
I threw that in the garbage a long time ago, man. Because it can, will, and do, bro.
All right.
Yeah, that's how Obama came in. What did Obama say? Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
And we already won, man. We already won, bro. That's why I try to school my black people. Watch what you say about yourself and about our race, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, with this, we never going to do that. We never going to do that. Then you're right.
Yeah, then you're right. That's right.
The universe only go with what you say, man. Okay, you're right. That's how the universe works, man. So all we need to do is do a little bit of paradigm shift to rebuild the temple, because what we seeing is all upside down anyway, man. Okay? And when they tell you, when I learned about how the eyes work, how the light hit the eyes, mm-hmm. they say light come in upside down anyway.
Okay.
And so the best thing to do is try to flip it over, flip the script, man. That's all we need to do is flip the script, bro.
All right, Wes.
Y'all be amazed how your life will change, man. Just that little bit of thinking of what you say to yourself and what you say about the world. Because whatever you say is right, man.
All right. Well, hold on, Rabu. I'm going to take a break in a minute. I'm going to take this next call, okay? I'm going to take this call here. 267. Good afternoon.
Hey,
Ralph.
Hey, good afternoon, brother. Oh, shit, it is afternoon by a couple of minutes.
That's right.
I was
right.
About to say good morning.
That's right.
It ain't nothing, ain't really nothing good about morning. but you know what? Those words, I listened to that brother last night for a little bit. And I like what he said about universe.
Yeah.
One word.
Yeah.
That was pretty deep when he said that. So words are very powerful.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to keep you long because I know you got to go to your break, but I wanted to bring up a couple of things.
Sure.
You said I don't use the word black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. I
know.
Use it very, and I'm going to tell you my reason for using it. I used to have this aunt. And, I love her, and she's my ancestor. But she's always say, get out of that sun. I don't want y'all that black. Get out of that sun. Like something was wrong with that.
Yeah.
So when James Brown came out with his song, I'm Black and I'm Brown, I'm like, you know what? I've always been as a young boy.
Right on.
And why do we have self-hatred in our family when my aunt was the same color as I was?
Mm-hmm.
And that was my mother's sister.
Mm-hmm.
But she... favorite light skin.
Yeah.
And I've seen all that as a young man.
Yeah.
But I had that rebellious spirit in me from a young man because I was part of that school desegregation and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So when y'all be the European, I went to school with him, found out about his parents at a long, young age. I don't even waste no conversation on him. I'm glad some of y'all and some climbing from a rock where they could see beyond. Hatred always been here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was part of that.
Yeah.
Now, I got a second what Jay said. I want at least an hour, 50 minutes of probable root.
Okay.
Not an hour, 15 minutes. bro.
Okay.
You need an hour and 15 minutes of that, brother.
All right. So, you guys are jumping on me.
Constructive criticism, brother, but you know what I mean? But we need an hour and 50 minutes. Of,
okay.
Bro.
I'm going to do my best. That's for sure. I'm going to take all those
things.
All
right. I'm going to go back on
right.
brother.
Thanks a lot, Ralph. Appreciate you, dear brother. Thanks a lot. 910-910, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, brother. Just checking in and listening today.
Right on.
Have a good day.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take a break. When we come back from that break, I'll get off into the narrative, which is a deep one. They usually all are very good. I love these narratives that they've been sending out over the Arrow newsletter. This one particularly, denial. Denial. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Thank you.
our motherland. Black is for the poor black man. Black is for the beautiful face of a far and beautiful race. Black is for the soul we need, so our nation we can be.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. That was Roy Ayers. That was 50 years ago. 2000's got to be black. 50 years ago. Wow. Roy Ayers. You're listening to African Perspective. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. Immediately following this program on Monday and Wednesday, Black People Matrix with Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3. On Monday evenings from 6 to 8, Acres of Diamonds with Brother Wahad, public affair programming out of Philadelphia. Followed by Conversation Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey from In Cobra. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, that's right, brothers and sisters, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Saturdays, Black Reality Think Tank Weekend Edition. Black Reality Think Tank Weekend Edition from 4 to 6 Eastern and 3 to 5 Central. And then on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's time for an awakening once again with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Every Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m., it's the Warm Valentine Show right here on Time for an Awakening Media. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Once again, I'm going to read from the Arrow, the newsletter that is now quarterly. And like I said, a lot of good information. There's some stuff I could have mentioned as well, but please get the Arrow, brothers and sisters. Take out a subscription. Brothers and sisters, we're in denial. And I don't mean a river in Kemet. We're in denial. And some may argue we're in deep denial about our situation. But we want to heal. But in order for us to heal, we can't deny what has happened, and we must reclaim, recapture, and restore what is ours. We must heal. We have been under and continue to be under a vicious attack. We are suffering mentocidally. I'm like you. I can't wait for Baba Baruti to be here on Wednesday myself. You know, he's one brother who I've grown to admire. I met in Milwaukee. My good friend, Sister Queenie Fama, who's an ancestor, brought him to Milwaukee. And I remember his presentation like it was yesterday. That was the kind of impact. Bought a couple of his books. And in fact, when I got here to Atlanta, they had a function at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. He was one of the vendors, him and his wife. And I reintroduced myself to him. And we've been friends ever since. And I support him with the school, the Occupant Institute, and anything else the brother is doing. But I also support the Arrow newsletter out of San Antonio, Texas. I think it's just dynamic. And this presentation, this narrative is deep. Face the truth and let the healing begin. On the cover, there's a picture of five young people. You know, looks like they're teen and preteen. And it says here, often bullied at school because of her richly melanated skin. This is what Ralph was talking about. Bullied in school because of her richly melanated skin. Then 11-year-old Keisha Rogers was encouraged by her grandmother to flex in your complexion. She and her sister started a fashion line, Flexin' in My Complexion, Flexin' in My Complexion, that has been highly supported. Now at 13, she personifies and promotes the beauty and strength of our people, of African people. I've seen a few others that have done the same because we've been made to feel ashamed of how we look, our hair, our nose, our lips, you know. Let the healing begin.
We are living in a steel cage of denial about who we are and about who is responsible for our de-Africanization. Every day we are working feverishly against each other for the subjugation, drug abuse, destruction of family, miseducation that is keeping us down. In this sick, unconscious state, we hold tenaciously to the erroneous belief that keeping quiet and going along with European, Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege, better known as white supremacy, racism will enhance our lives eventually, though it has not happened yet, and it ain't gonna happen. After 400 plus years, the only thing that has changed is the depth of our oppression and the amount of material we have been allowed to have in our highly controlled environment. As long as we remain locked in this state of denial, our lives will not be enhanced. They will only be reduced to genocide. Only an authentic struggle will lift us from denial and put us on the path of freedom, justice, equality of opportunity. Our struggle must begin with an examination of the historical precedents of our state of denial. The savage Holocaust of captivity forced us to deny our Africanness, our religious systems, our culture, and our captors' brutality in order to survive. All attempts to express our African humanity were crushed by the captors. Though our initial use of denial was a natural temporary defense, the harsh treatment of captivity did not allow time to deal with our condition or to move beyond it. As a result, this total control of our physical, mental, and spiritual beings forced us into a long-term practice of denial of our Africanness and the conditions leading to it. When we practiced temporary denial, it was conscious. We did that intentionally. African life was not valued and could be used for any sick, heinous action the captors desired. Therefore, to keep away from the whip and the gun, many of us showed fear and dog-like obedience to Caucasians, regardless of age, and stayed clear of any cooperation with each other. Acting childish and docile was a sure way to soothe the beastly tempers and avoid unnecessary beatings and killings. Acting ignorant, submissive, and telling on each other was a means to protect ourselves and stay alive, not because we hated our Africanness or believed that Caucasians were superior. However, after generations of this practice, we lost contact with the reason for our survival and our reality as beautiful African people. Being creatures of habit, these anti-African thoughts and the defecation and the deification of Caucasian people became a part of our subconscious, where thoughts guide actions unseen by conscious mind. The internalization and suppression of these dictates forced us to become whatever the captor demanded. We were called beast, boys, gals, bucks, coons, niggers, negroes, jigaboos, spear chuckers, porch monkeys, to insult, humiliate, and establish in our minds a hatred for our Africanness, while instilling a worship of Caucasianness, which still operates in us today. We were worked, bred, and forced to live on levels lower than animals, than many animals. This inhumane treatment pushed many of us further away from our African centers until we hit pathological levels of self-hate, self-mutilation, and self-destruction. We engaged in bleaching our skin to be lighter, burning and chemicalizing our hair to make it look like Caucasians, as well as avoiding making darker partners and avoiding to mate with darker partners to ensure our offspring would be lighter. Calling each other niggas and fighting each other to the death to become common practice in our community. Generation after generation, we handed down these deeply suppressed definitions of the lowestness of our Africanness, the ugliness of Africa, the stupidity of us being African, the ungodliness of Africa, and the savageness of Africa, until hating Africans in Africa became a way of life for a very large number of African people. And that's not even just here in America. It's all over. It's even on the continent. It is out of this historical truth, the destruction of African humanity, that our present-day negative attitudes about ourselves and other Africans sprung, and is the foundation upon which our denial system rests. Our lack of cooperation and respect for each other is rooted in a dehumanizing process we call colonization and captivity. As long as we worship someone else's image and hate our own, we will work diligently to destroy ourselves and raise our captors up. Denial only masks the truth. It cannot change it. Just because we deny that we are negatively affected by racism will not make European, Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege go away or stop the pain it brings. Saying that we don't see color will not stop others from seeing our color and punishing us because of it. Explaining that, ask that to our dear brother Aubrey, Ahmaud Aubrey, ask him that. Explaining that we have not had a racial encounter will not stop the burning of African churches or the killing and beating of African people. Denial may blind us to why things are happening and who's doing it, but it will not stop the happening or the one who's bringing the destruction. Denial only distorts the cause, making it difficult to correct or eliminate. A great deal of time and brutal force reduces us from the givers of civilization to reactionary beings locked in denial. And it goes, and it's going to take equal time and force to break through denial to rebuild ourselves. It is hard to determine at what point in the savage attack on our Africanness that we had to stop feeling and seeing truth about the beauty and strength of our people. Whether it was during the brutal force of war, cultural genocide, captivity, colonization of all or all of these factors. What is clear is there came a period when we, in large numbers, abandoned resistance to the attack on our Africanness and turned outward in a mad, self-destructive fight to validate and embrace everything Caucasian and to deny and denigrate everything African. Going along with this sick relationship of the captive and the captors didn't change our debased condition, but it worked like Novocaine, numbing in some instances, deafening in others, the pain and the fear of dehumanization. After generations of existing and passing on to our children the lie of Caucasian supremacy and African inferiority, we can't see or feel the brutal, self-destructive attacks we wage against ourselves, nor the dog-like worship we show to Caucasian people. This confused, backward way we interact with the world is perceived as normal and therefore prevents us from working on our healing. Dr. Francis Cress Welsing stated that the first step to mental health is acknowledging your illness. So it is in this context that we must fight the truth so we can let the healing begin. I'm telling you, that's why you need to get the arrow, brothers and sisters. That's why you need to get the arrow. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 646. Good afternoon.
Hey, just put me on hold, bro. I enjoyed that.
Okay, thank you. 404.
What's up, Brother Ochi?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Back to my point, man. I saw experiment where somebody took three house plants. One of them, they said, "I love you" to the plant every day. One of them, they ignored, and one of them, they cussed out. And so you know what happened.
Sure.
The one that he kept saying, "I love you" to.
It grew. It grew.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The other two that he ignored and the one he really cussed out had died, man.
Right.
And so, and that's my point I'm making, man, how words could change your DNA, our DNA. And one more thing to my people, man, especially black women and black men too. Whatever you're doing outside or you go somewhere, do not have no routine because you don't know who's watching you. Okay?
Yeah,
so
I hear
always
you.
Trying to split your routine up. Especially if you're going out here running, jogging, or whatever, don't do it the same time every day. Okay? Always be prepared to defend yourself and change your routine up, mix it up, so you don't want these enemies out here trying to follow you and do something bad to you.
I hear
so
you.
That's how you got to think, man. We at war. Like my man said last night,
that's right.
They scared of us, y'all.
Yeah.
They scared of us, man.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal.
It's
a beautiful time, man.
Let me say something about, and he just mentioned Francis in the closing of the article. Francis, when I saw Francis here not too long before she made her transition, she was on a program with Zaza Ali and my friend Dr. Marimba Andi and Francis. Now, Francis and Marimba were very good friends, very close friends. And but Francis said something in her presentation. She said that and she had been working with Neely Fuller. But there was something she said that just clicked in her. It was like an epiphany, just like bing, about why Europeans are doing what they're doing and looking at all the things that they had been studying and talking about. And she said it became to them, just like for them, an epiphany that when they got out of that ice age, that medieval age, where they were land poor, resource poor, and people poor, and they got it together, and they said, listen, they came together like we should do. They came together like we should do, you know, and they said, you know, we may war amongst ourselves like we do, but he said, we're going to come together on everybody outside of us. That's when they kicked the Moors out of Spain. That's when they kicked the Sephardic Jews out of the Iberian Peninsula. And they came together. And then they went out and they began to explore. You know, like Marco Polo goes to China, comes back with spaghetti. That's why people think spaghetti is Italian. But spaghetti is Chinese. Pasta is Chinese.
Yep.
You know, just like rice. People think rice is Chinese. No, rice is African.
Yes, sir.
But Marco Polo came back with gunpowder, which Chinese used for celebrations, firecrackers and so forth. But what the European did is that he fashioned a weapon. See, that's one thing I've always said. If you listen to this program, that's one thing that the Caucasian has always did and has always done.
Yep.
Found a better way to kill your ass.
That's right. Because see, okay. Three weapons they use. Okay, we know about the gun. And then they took our Bible and flipped it on us. But that backfired on us because if you read the Bible, that's our people. That's us. And the last weapon they got, you know what the last weapon they got? It's a goddamn needle, man, with some damn poison in it. That's the last weapon.
Okay.
One of the last weapons.
Yeah.
It's that doggone needle.
Yep,
the vaccine and the real last weapon is our mind.
Yeah.
Once we already get our mind back, bro, we build our temple.
That's the key.
They can't touch us, man.
That's the key.
Yes,
the
sir.
African mind. You know, and so once he started going out and taking everybody's stuff in the name of, and then having intimate relations, rape of the women, the females they encountered, they saw that the offspring did not look like them. Which caused in them, as Dr. Francis Creswell-Welsing stated, to have an innate feeling of genetic annihilation or genetic inadequacy or fear of genetic annihilation. So therefore, they have to do what they're doing. They have to.
That's why it's,
you know,
that's why it's imperative to us is get ourselves together, man, because we got them, man. They tie them up. They can't even go out in the sun without burning up.
Well,
man.
You know.
They tie them up.
Right. Well, you know, they are experiencing, and they have been experiencing negative population growth for some time. For every two that die, only one is born. Mm-hmm. And that number might even increase further. It was just like the Austrians and the Germans. They were allowing the influx of refugees, particularly from Syria, to come into the country because they needed somebody to do some damn work. Their population is so much older, and there are people in their population that don't want to do menial work. You know, it's just like the rich Arabs in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. You know, they go get Filipinos, you know, to come in and do work. See? And so
that's what's going to backfire. All the machinery and all the products that we was making over here, they sitting over the counter for cheap labor, man. For cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
And now all that's going back is backfiring on them now. Because everything the Chinese send them back over here is poison. Everything, man.
Well, I'm going to say
this. That's why I'm not going to wear no mask, man. That's why I'm not going to wear no mask. Because what a mask made in China. Okay? Yeah. What food in their right mind ain't going to wear something what the enemy made, man? Okay? I will not wear no mask. Not made in China. I can see what my man Jay say.
Okay, well, I tell you, there's some good masks being made by a bunch of brothers and sisters. So you don't have to wear the mask made by China. You can purchase a mask that is being made by brothers and sisters all over. They're making all kind of kente cloth masks, masks with red, black, and green, a mask with Africa on it. So you know, but the bottom line is, go ahead.
I'm not gonna wear no mask around my people, my black people. The white folks are the ones got the damn disease, man. They
let me just say this. Let me say this to you. Let me say this to Jay. I mean, Wes, I'm sorry. Wes, let me say this to you. Yes. We are dying.
Yeah.
We are dying. And the way this is contracted is you can be just decent conversation. And I could catch it because I'm inhaling. And you're exhaling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhaling. You're inhaling. So forth and so back and forth. And so the bottom line is we must protect ourselves. So I'm going to say to you, you know, if you can. Go get you a mask made by a brother and sister. And then, because I love us, but I want us to be here. So I'm hoping that we protect ourselves and each other. I mean, some of the things that I've seen that happened here and other parts of the country, especially with us. Now, I know, I mean, to me, I'm sick of seeing the, of us pointing out the contradiction. Damn it, they always been there. And they will always be there. As long as this is there, they'll always be there. So you have to tell me about how the police will treat us for not social distancing as opposed to the Caucasians. Look how they demonstrated. Look what they did. Mm-hmm. They came to the damn state house with armor, with guns, jackets on, like they're ready for war, talking about just to open up. Had we done that? So we know this. My contention is let us prepare mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually to make the exit. The exodus didn't happen in the Bible. That didn't happen. Okay. They debated that scholars and theologians and archaeologists and anthropologists, all of them, because they wanted to say, did this physically really happen? Now, understand something. It's supposed to happen when Ramesses was the king or pharaoh of Kemet. And, of course, there's nothing at all written about it. And my brother, who's very religious, you know, who I consider a theologian, because, I mean, he know the Bible front and back. And he said, he was so embarrassed about what happened. He didn't want to write about the plagues. He didn't want to write about this and that. Okay, I'll give you that. But I'll be damned, they ain't nothing. So to me, it didn't happen. And of course, it did not happen. It didn't happen. The people weren't real. Those incidents were not real. You know? But we must have an exodus. We must get up out of here. We must have a return home. Mm-hmm. And the brothers and sisters on the continent must be prepared to welcome the brothers and sisters home to work, so we can work together to build up Africa. Now, when you look,
hey, you know,
look, hold on, let me finish this. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Wes? Go ahead.
I said you heard of the richest man in the world from Nigeria called Dan Gauthier. You ever heard of him?
No, I think I have, but go ahead.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the richest man in the world in Nigeria.
I doubt if they're richer than any of the Europeans, like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. Yeah, and all those old money, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Rockefellers,
I think he's the richest black man.
Okay, okay. Well, there's another brother who's a billionaire. That's the one who paid off. Yeah. In fact, I saw him on TV the other day. He's the one who paid off the college.
Robert Smith.
Yeah, is that his name, Robert Smith? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
But like I said, only person gonna stop us is us, man. You know what I'm talking about? I really have no. I don't spend my energy on what these white folks doing. I see what they doing, and I always try to build up my defense to counteract them. And see, I studied. Like my man Franklin say, study what they already done, and then that'll tell you what they're getting ready to do. And so, why I know that, then I can govern myself accordingly, and rebuild my temple and help, like y'all doing on that network, to rebuild our temple, man. It's all we got them, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, we got them. All like I said, we got the ass in checkmate, man.
Well, let me just say this. Let me say this, and there's a feeling I have that if it looks like they're about to lose, they ain't gonna go quietly. There's no doubt about it. Just like the South African Caucasians who destroyed their properties when they left to go back, for some of them, because a lot of them, not a lot, but some of them stayed, in South Africa. Yeah. A lot of them just could not fathom being under the rule and rulership of Africans. So they went back to Holland, they went back to England, wherever, because they can't deal with it.
Can you get that guy that was on Carl's show, Dr. Finch? You ever heard Dr. Finch?
Dr. Finch is here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See if you get him on your show, man. Yeah, Dr. Finch. Brother, man. He's smart.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Him, man.
Yeah, Dr. Finch is here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, brother. Stay listening, okay?
Appreciate it, man.
You bet.
All right.
All right. 404-573.
Afternoon, family. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Queen. How are you this wonderful day? How was your day yesterday, Queen?
Beautiful, beautiful. People sent me pictures and cars and texts and on and so forth.
Right on,
family. I meant to call you, but the evening got by me.
Okay.
I'm going to call you sometime soon, yes.
Okay.
So I had a good day, but every day is Mother's Day.
That's
every day is Father's Day. You know
how
we live.
That's
you know
right.
How
That's
born.
Right. I say.
Yeah. So I'm just listening. Of course, we know, we already know. My concern is so much as to, okay, what now? What shall we do?
Yeah.
What shall we do?
Right.
Because they ain't stopping, whatever.
No, their agenda, basically, even though they see their numbers dwindling, they see their influence around the world, but their consistent agenda is to dominate the planet. If they have to, just like when they brought in the Japanese as honorary Caucasians back when, Japan started rising economically. You know, they had the G7, so then they made it the G8, they do whatever they feel they have to do. They do whatever they feel they have to do to maintain and sustain the privilege that they have set for themselves. And whatever that is they have to do, they'll do it. Even if it means racing some of them, they'll do it. I put nothing past them. Nothing.
Yeah, they have no love. They have no love for humanity.
No.
And, of course, that is their only agenda, is worldwide domination.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they can go up into outer space and try to dominate that, they will try that as well. You know, you don't put nothing past the devil,
because
he's the devil, period.
Right, domination and destruction.
Yes. My contention is they think we're stupid, and they don't have a problem even saying it out loud. And we must defend ourselves by all means, especially with the word. Word is there. Word is the currency. Language is the currency that people frequent in. And they don't hesitate with thinking or calling us stupid, and it really bothers me. So, you know, we have to defend ourselves. We're highly intelligent.
Well, see, the thing is this, Queen, in their world, that's who we are. This is theirs, not ours. And in their world, you know, that what you see of us, and it's in our wretchedness, in our poverty, in our inability, is what they created. This is not who we are. This is not who we want to be.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Yeah. This is what they have done.
But we must defend ourselves even with our speech.
Yeah.
To them.
Oh, yes. Very important. I agree.
And let them know. We have come to know the truth. And you are indeed liars. You have been from the beginning, and you will always be.
Well, let me say this about that. You know, we don't want to prove nothing to them. The hell with them. We know who they are. But because they've lied on us so deeply, we need to prove it to ourselves.
Oh, yes, to ourselves. Yes, but we must let them, know.
Yes.
Yeah, we know the truth. We know who we are, and we know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the world, because the world, people follow us. They have always followed us.
Mm-hmm.
And until we speak the truth to them, I think people are afraid to speak the truth to them.
Well, I mean, after all, you know, it's not the psychological things that he's done, but that's how he controls us. But he's proven he'll kill your ass.
Well, you got to die anyhow.
Yeah.
You will die.
Right.
Die for something.
That's right. Right on, Queen.
Our ancestors have died for something. So that ain't no obstacle. They took our brothers and still taking our brothers and set them up front for the firepower. So you go, look, our ancestors on this soil in our time have died for the truth.
Yeah.
So who are we? Okay.
All right, Queen.
Who are we?
I hear you. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, dear.
All right, stay listening.
Peace.
Stay listening. All right. 267. 267.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. All right. Hold on. Go ahead. 267.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real short.
Okay.
Hey, Brother Oshie, I just wanted to inform Brother West. I want a mask now as a black-owned company. If you put in 1804, which was the liberation of Haiti.
Okay.
They give you a 10% discount off their mask. And the thing about the mask, it don't really protect you, but it protects you from spreading stuff that you have.
Right on.
And so, yeah. So I wonder. I don't know. I know Brother West is into conspiracy and stuff like that, but he really needs to get with some medical professionals that are brothers and sisters. And they will inform him about what it's for, because I would not wear this around nobody. You know, I wear a respirator because I don't know what this thing is. The media is full of lies. Everything is full of lies.
I know.
But why take a chance, brother?
That's right.
Oshie? You know what
I mean? That's right.
There you go. So I know you have another caller. I'm going to keep it very short. So you have a good day, my brother.
All right. Thank you so much, Ralph. Appreciate you. 602. Good afternoon.
Yes, Brother Oshie. Good afternoon.
Yes.
You know what, Brother Oshi, I'm probably going to differ a little bit when we say the white man scared of us. Because, I mean, if you look at our position there, we in right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That he put us in. I don't really think he's scared of us. That got us the way we are.
Okay.
Probably a better term, we'd be probably scared of us uniting.
Yes, that's
but
the point.
Currently,
yeah.
He definitely ain't scared of us because we ain't got no power. Totally disorganized, you know.
So, I understand that point. What, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we going, you know, we going to pull through because as the brother said last night, we've been living with a virus for 400 years. So, Corona, we've been dealing with the creator of Corona or whatever for 400 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what, we going to survive this.
That's right.
Survive Corona. We like.
That's right. We're going to survive Corona, no doubt.
Yes, we're going to survive Corona. You take care. Keep on keeping on.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Marcus. Appreciate it. 447-447. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Good evening to you, Brother Oshi. Yes, I know they're short of time, so I'm going to get straight down to business. Listen, Brother Oshi, I'm going to ask you a question here. I'm not a medical expert, but one thing I've got is a very, very good logical brain. And what I've realized is a great deal of people can't think outside the box. So let me just give you this one. If you know, when you eat food, you eat good food, yeah? And you know that that food has to come out somewhere. Am I right or wrong?
That's right.
So every living thing which eats food or consumes, it has to come out somewhere.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes, it has now, to defecate. It has to defecate.
Your cells in your body have to eat. They have to live. They have to feed. And then they have to excrete. They have to excrete something. Are you still with me or not?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. So when they excrete, okay, what they eat, right, they call that a virus, okay? They call that a virus. Now, what's the difference between HIV and AIDS? I don't know if you know the difference between HIV and AIDS.
There is a difference between HIV. HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, is a depletion or an attack on your immune system. AIDS,
absolutely.
AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, is a destroying of your system. Of your immune system.
So for the sake of argument, absolutely correct. For the sake of argument and time, let's just say one is actually the virus and one is actually the disease. Now, what they're not saying is that the corona is the actual, what they're calling the virus. And the disease is something different. So there's two separate things going on here.
Okay.
Okay, two separate things. Now, I heard somebody say the other day, the disease, the virus comes into your body. And I I'm not an expert, but I totally, absolutely disagree with that. Injection. Listen to the word injection. Listen to the word infection. Both of them are coming from outside in your body. Injection. Infection. Okay?
Okay.
Now, virus is something your body actually creates. So if somebody takes that thing your body creates and weaponizes it, listen to the word, weaponizes it, they can turn it into something else. Now, there's something the term these people use, yeah, because I've been reading. It's called gain of function. Gain of function means to weaponize it and turn it into something different, which it wasn't capable of doing before. Coronavirus is common cold, right? So they've weaponized it and turned it into something what it couldn't do before, okay? So what I'm saying to you now, when our brother West says the mask is dangerous, I'm just pointing this to you again. Not one policeman in England is wearing a mask. Maybe they're crazy. Maybe they're just stupid. Maybe they're just sick, but I think it's something else going on here. If not one policeman in England is wearing a mask, what do they know that we don't know? Well, one told me that they'd been advised by the WHO that wearing the mask is more detrimental to your health than not wearing it. That's what the policeman told me, and not one of them is wearing a mask. Okay, so I'm just saying, there's another organization which none of you are talking about, and I don't think you actually know. They're called the ICTV. ICTV is based in London. They were responsible for giving it the name COVID-19. Listen to what I'm telling you. Go online and check it. They're called the ICTV. they were the next organization, next to the WHO, to give the name of COVID-19, and they come from London. They're based here in London. So they're giving advice to the world, right here from London, controlling all your minds. Please go and research that organization, and please do your research. We don't do enough research. We just follow the narrative. We have to research. That's all I'm saying, Brother Oshi. ICTV, go and check out that organization, please.
All right, sure will. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you. ICTV. Definitely going to do that. Brothers and sisters, I hope that you enjoyed this program today. I'm going to make way for Brother Franklin Jones and the Black People Matrix. He will broadcast today. I talked to him earlier. And he's got a good program lined up today for you. And I'll be listening as well. But I want to thank all the callers. As I've been getting a lot of callers. In fact, I saw the people who do listen to this program. And I, you know, sometimes you really don't know, because sometimes I may get a caller or two, maybe not even a caller. I've done that, especially early on. But I appreciate all those who call and listen, because not doesn't do anything for me, because I'm going to broadcast regardless, you know, if somebody listened or not. But it's encouraging to know that people are. But I'm going to say what I have to say in the way I have to say, and I thank Queen Ali for that. You know, she's one of my good sisters. And there are many others, brothers and sisters, that will say that, Brother Oshi, what you're saying and what you're trying to do, you know, because some of us can do it, some of us cannot. But I'm trying to do whatever I can do to help in liberating the hearts and minds of our people. That's why it's so vitally important that we do that, the hearts and minds of our people. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they shown the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, I appreciate the opportunity to come before you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Believe me, I do. Once again, Baba Baruti will be on the program this Wednesday. I hope you have a chance to listen. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahorie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family.